Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Biz Talk here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer. I'll be your host this morning. The other gentleman who usually hosts with me, Mr. Tony Bush, is on vacation today, so he will not be here, so we'll have to just try and fly it solo today. I have a very nice guest in the studio with me tonight. Today will be very interesting, talking about some things about guerrilla marketing, and so we'll get to that in just a little bit. First thing I'd like to do is to just remind you, of course, that BizTalk is part of the SCORE program here in the Fox Cities. And just to let you know a little bit about SCORE, we are located here in Appleton. However, we do service about 8 counties throughout the area, all the way down to Fond du Lac, Marquette, Green Lake, Calumet, Outagamie, Winnebago, Washera, Waupaca. So we cover a large area. So anyone out there who is looking at starting a business or has been in business for a number of years and is having some problems, looking for some help, we provide free counseling service to small businesses. We are an affiliate of the SBA, or Small Business Administration, and so we work with them very, very closely to help you move along in your business plan and also help you keep your business going. Right now we have about 40 mentors or counselors here throughout the area, and we have people specializing in just about any area you can imagine. So anything that's on your mind as far as business questions and so on, we would ask you to please contact us at SCORE. You can reach us, in fact, by just simply using the biztalkwithscore.com website. That's our new site that we use. You can click on there. There's a link that takes you right to how to apply for help with SCORE, how to get a mentor, and how to fill in all the information that we need. The other thing that we're looking for, since we do cover such a large area, is anybody out there who has been involved in business for a number of years and is looking to give back to the community. We're always looking for mentors. We look for people who have the experience in business and are willing to help others to be able to advance and move ahead. Again, if you're looking to become a mentor, again, go out to our website here, which is the biztalkwithscore.com website, and just simply fill in the blank at the link that says become a volunteer. Always looking for people in that area, especially down in the southern part of our area. As I said, we're going to be talking to a gentleman from the Glass Nickel out of Oshkosh, and we have about 20 counselors in that area, but we're also looking for people down in the Fond du Lac area especially. So if you are interested, please get in contact with us. We really would appreciate it. Also, now, in addition to the counseling services we offer, of course, SCORE also provides a number of educational services. Coming up, we will be having a special program, which will be with the Epiphany Law, coming up on the questions and problems with business law, mistakes people make when starting a business. That particular program is going to be coming up in August. It will be on the... let's see, where am I at here? Okay, one more time here. The seminar is going to be on August 16th. It's going to be from 8 to 11:30 at the Fox Cities Chamber office. The price on that one is $35. So those of you who are interested in learning about law for your business, what mistakes to avoid and how to set your business up, what's necessary, please, again, come on out to our website and you can register for that particular program. Also, those of you may have heard of our Simple Steps program, which is a 5-step basic program on how to do a business plan and how to start your business. That program is going to be coming up in September. We will be starting again with class session one. We'll be on September 20th, and you can register for that program. Then the 4 additional programs will be coming up after that in October. So again, that schedule is out on our SCORE website for the SCORE Fox Cities. And again, take a look at that. Those are $25 each, and a very excellent program. We've had very, very good success with that. Finally, one other thing about SCORE that we have going on today, and I just wanted to mention it to you since we just finished with the 4th of July, is for those of you out there who are veterans, we have a special program that SCORE has launched It is called the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative. It's designed specifically for veterans who are interested in starting a business. And any area that you've of service that you've been in, as a veteran, you would qualify. We would recommend go out to the website at score.org. At that website, you can click on the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative, take a look at the programs that they have. One of the things that you can do is you can qualify for the different educational programs that we offer, and you can qualify for them for free. All you have to do is click on a coupon, bring that in when you register, and your seminars and classes would be free. That, along with a number of major sponsors, including people like Walmart, Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, and so on, who have special offers specifically for veterans who want to start a business. So again, would recommend take a look at that. That's at score.org, which is the national website. And then finally, I'd like to just take a moment to let you know about our sponsors today. First of all, we have Alberts & Hailing, CPAs. For those of you who need accounting help out there, Alberts & Hailing have been in the area here for many years and are excellent small business accountants. You're looking for banking help? We have Associated Bank here in the area with a number of locations, so their business bankers are waiting to work with you. We also work with Herling Clark for law. Herling Clark Law Office, their business attorneys can help you set up your business, determine what kind of business you want, and exactly how to get all of the parts and pieces put together. Also, I'd like to remind you, our another sponsor that we have is the eBiz Results. They're the people who put together our brand new website. We'd ask you to take a look at the site, see some of their work. They've done an excellent job for us. Also, don't forget about Lakeview Credit Union. For those of you, again, looking for banking and financial help, Lakeview is available for you. We will be having Chip Coonan from Lakeview Credit Union coming on as our guest next week, so we'd remind you of that. And then finally, don't forget about the Business News. The Business News is a very good newspaper, bi-weekly. It comes out, gives you all the information about things that are going on and happening here in the Northeast Wisconsin as far as business news. So again, reminder to take a look at our sponsors and to remember who they are, and we'd like to have you be sure to work with them if you can. So with that said, I think I've covered most of the things for the morning. Tony would be proud of me that I managed to make it through all of that without breathing too hard. So what I'm going to do is we're going to take a short break and come back in just a few minutes and be sitting with our guest John Damel from the Glass Nickel Pizza Company in Oshkosh. So please stay tuned. Well, good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk here on WHBY, the voice of the Fox Cities. We're going to get going a little bit on talking about guerrilla marketing today. But quickly, a reminder, if for those of you out there who have any questions, want to contact us and so on, please give us a call. You can dial in at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or for long distance toll-free at 1-866-887-1150. So again, if you have any questions for us in regard to the topic or any other area of business, please give us a call. Also, a quick reminder that you can also get to us via our new website. So if you go out to biztalkwithscore.com, you can add your comments to the program. We'll try and get to those as we go along as well. So again, we're going to be talking a little bit about guerrilla marketing and some of those areas. My guest today is Mr. John Damel from the Glass Nickel in Oshkosh. Okay, John, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great.
Okay. I understand you've been a little busy with the 4th of July and all the activities and so on.
Yeah, busy is good.
Okay.
70 hours a week is a beautiful thing for a business owner. For all those that are looking into getting into business, 70 hours a week is what you get to look forward to after things calm down.
Okay, that's fallacy number two on my list, is the thing that I can do whatever I want to and have plenty of time with my family.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm starting my business. I've seen that one before. Yeah, that doesn't quite work, does it?
Traded in one boss for about 70.
Wonderful. Well, John, what I'd like to have you do, if you could, is just take a few minutes, give us a little bit of your background, what brought you into the business that you're in, and what's going on in Oshkosh?
Sure. sure, sounds good. My background is started in restaurants when I was 14, washed the dishes at KFC, and I'll never go back. You can't make me. Ever.
Okay.
I worked in restaurants all the way through college, didn't take out student loans. Worked 45 hours a week in restaurants at least to put myself through college.
Okay.
Within my last semester, I realized there weren't any jobs out there and realized I had a different education that was paying me. And that was restaurants. So
okay.
I decided to get in a restaurant, and the classical pizza company just kind of fell in my lap. I had a business partner when we first started up. He used to drive for the Glass Nickel down in Madison.
Okay.
We were the guinea pigs in Oshkosh, first ones to get out of their home market.
All right.
So we got a sweet name lease agreement.
Okay. Now, yeah, your position with the Glass Nickel in Oshkosh is a little bit different from what I understand than the regular franchise kind of situation.
Could
it
you, is.
Yeah, just explain how that works a little bit.
Well, it's a name lease agreement. I leased the name.
Okay.
Went down there, and they showed me the recipes, showed me how to make pizza, because I had done chicken and barbecue before that. So they've been great. You know, the support system was great when we opened up. However, I have the freedom of artistic design with my own food. I don't have to pass it along a chain, which is really nice. Makes me pretty competitive.
Okay, so you can kind of roll with things as what your customers are looking for as opposed to being dictated.
Yeah, well, okay. Look how long it took McDonald's and Burger King come over the Angus burger after Hardee's had it for.
Right.
I don't have a long chain of command. If I want an Angus burger tomorrow, done.
Okay. So you got the flexibility and movement that you need to do, which is, well, we're talking about a topic, which is guerrilla marketing.
Absolutely.
And one of the keys in that area is flexibility.
Yep.
So how would you define, if I could ask you, guerrilla marketing? I know you do a program on this. I've attended a couple of times. And how do you define it?
Guerrilla marketing, to me, is really just grabbing hold of your own idea and not letting anybody else get in the way. Yeah, you got to think outside the box. And I guess I pull some stuff from NASCAR. You know, it's how you define the rules.
Okay.
For instance, an election sign.
Yes.
You can't do off-site advertising in a business. You
know,
you have to go through a billboard or something else. But an election sign, as long as you follow the parameters of your city ordinance, is legal.
Right.
I did
By election sign now, you're talking about these yard signs.
The one
that says, you know, Johnny Smith for senator or so.
Yep. For the last election cycle, I did a vote on the top of it. So
okay.
That was my public service announcement. I kept it within the parameters of it, and then Glass Nickel was my logo, because that's who paid for it, for delivery, all separate messages, if you would, and then my phone number. And we had 200 of them around Oshkosh, and we actually offered our customers a $5 gift certificate to put it up in their lawn, and a $5 gift certificate when they bring it back.
Wonderful. Okay. So, and you do this now for all of the election cycles that come up, or you kind of roll with it a little bit?
Well, that's the thing with marketing. You can't do everything all the time. It'll get stale.
Okay.
So we're planning on doing it again here for the next presidential election. Go for the big ones.
Oh, obviously.
You know, things where everyone's looking.
Okay. And how would you say this was accepted or received by your clients?
Oh, great.
Really?
It was fantastic, yeah.
Okay, and again, because I know your business, one of the keys is top-of-mind awareness. That's what we call it in marketing. And so I could imagine every time you turned a corner in Oshkosh, there was the Glass Nickel.
Pretty much.
What kind of comments did you get from your clients?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, they loved it, especially the people that were sick of the bickering between the parties. You know, neutral independents we found liked it the most by far.
Wonderful. So it was a non-threatening political announcement.
Right.
Vote.
Right. That fell within the qualifications of election sign.
Okay. One of the things we try to do with marketing, and a guerrilla marketing requires the same technique, and that's a little bit of measuring.
Yep.
How do you measure the results of something like that?
Well, that's where creativity really comes in. You have to do a different special.
Okay.
A big mistake that I see is people do the same coupon and they push it everywhere. And, I really didn't see the results that I was looking for. Well, you can't measure it. You know, you have to come up with, and my staff hates this. I mean, we literally can have sometimes 30 different coupons or specials out there, and it drives them crazy. But you have to. You know, you have to do it so you can make one promotion unique to whatever your trying to advertise it with, or whatever your method is, so you can see how many are coming back. And you know, it's different. I mean, if you do a mailer, if you get a 5% return, a lot of people think, you know, wow, I really that didn't go well for me. 5% return is pretty good on a mailer.
Absolutely, yeah. Anybody who gets, you know, more than two usually is doing 2% is a very good deal on that. What kind of mailer do you send out?
Well, I'm very specific on my mailers. If I do a mailer, sometimes a small amount of maybe some menus, but I don't like to do that a lot. I like to do a personal touch. I know 2009, when the recession hit, we did a Tighten Your Belt newsletter. It was on a card, and then offered a special to everybody out there who was kind of hurting, because we felt it right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd rather, you know, get a $5 pizza than sell no pizza.
That's
kind of hard. A lot of people really devalue their product too much, you know. Marketing, to me, isn't really about giving people a huge discount off. It's more about just getting people in the door.
Okay.
So you got to be able to measure how many people are coming in the door. And you also have to be able to measure how much money you're going to be able to profit, you'll be able to get off that.
Right.
I mean, to me, I don't want to have 100 people come in for something free, because I could do that all day long. It won't be business tomorrow.
It's hard to make that up in volume. Yeah, I understand that one. But, yes, and again, that relates back to some of the concepts of trying not only to measure something, but that anything you do should have a goal.
Right.
That goal's got to have, number one, it's got to be measurable. But number two, the idea is to make a profit.
10% rule.
10% rule.
I look at a 10% rule. I look at, if I'm going to spend $1,000, this ad needs to bring in $10,000 of business to break even.
Okay.
You know? So if I look at what it is, am I going to spend $1,000? Will that potentially bring me 10,000 customers?
Okay.
And me? No.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Things like, even hate to say this, because they're so kind to have me on here, but radio for me doesn't work, because I'm one guy. Yeah. But for a Domino's, or if you have multiple locations, I mean, it's brilliant.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
That's the way to go.
Again, yeah, when we're talking to clients, there is no one size fits all.
No.
I was kidding about this with you earlier. You know, the first question I get when I'm talking to somebody about marketing is, you know, should I be on LinkedIn or Facebook? And 15 years ago, when I first started talking about this kind of thing, I got the question, should I be in the Yellow Pages or should I be on radio? My answer at that point is, that is the wrong question.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I agree. First, you have to make sure your business model is successful.
Okay.
You got to have a good product. If you want to bring in 500 people, but your product's bad, they'll never come back again. And an unhappy customer will let everybody know.
Okay. Yeah, so, that's you just described marketing in the Fox Cities.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly. Yep. Yeah. Well, we're moving along on this as far as guerrilla marketing and talking with John Damel from the Glass Nickel Pizza Company in Oshkosh. A reminder to have you give us a call in if you'd like to ask any questions. You can reach us at 281-1150 here in Appleton or at 1-866-887-1150, toll free on TDS Metricom. We would ask you to give us a call if you would, but right now we're going to take a quick break, get back to John with some more questions about how he markets and what his ideas are on getting things done that way. So again, this is Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150 Appleton. Thank you. Okay, and good morning again, and welcome back to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. We're here today talking about marketing, which is something is one of my favorite topics. And my guest today is John Damel. John is the owner-operator of the Glass Nickel Pizza out of Oshkosh, and we're talking about a concept called guerrilla marketing. One of the things, we're just off the air talking a little bit, but your background, the number of degrees and so on that you've had from school, kind of lends yourself a little bit to this. Could you tell us just what your background is?
First, I want to say almost degrees.
Almost degrees.
Almost degrees. I have a background in business, communications, radio, TV, film, anthropology, psychology, and philosophy.
Okay.
And then by the end of it, while I was ready to graduate, I realized there were no jobs in any of those Fields.
Okay.
And went to restaurants.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a, you know, that's an out and out that a lot of people have, is to find out, you know, that what they have has got a lot of parts and pieces to it.
Absolutely.
But doesn't necessarily point you in one direction. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade my education for anything.
Okay. Well, I would guess from what I've heard you talk about that your background in philosophy and also psychology, your background also in business and in media has helped you a lot in being able to promote yourself, which is
right.
What you do so well. We talked about a couple of different ideas. Could you tell us a couple more ideas or guerrilla marketing tactics that you've used?
Sure. Well, this one, I don't know how guerrilla it is. I would say charity. Absolutely.
Okay.
Everybody who comes in the door, well, let's just say most people that come in the door, some, I'm not going to get along in the charity events with the satanic cult. That's just not going to be me. So most people that walk in the door, I would say yes to. Absolutely. $20 at the minimum, a gift certificate, a big lumpy out-of-order gift certificate. It needs to be huge.
Okay.
Make sure that your gift certificates are a marketing tool for you. I don't like the little cards that slip nicely in your wallet. I like big pieces of paper.
Okay.
That's just one thing I do. It's sad to see somebody will take out a $1,000 ad in newspaper,
yeah,
but won't give a $100 gift certificate to some kid who has a cancer benefit.
Right.
You know, sending the wrong message to the community.
Okay.
I guarantee you more people will talk about the gift certificate you give to a charity versus a newspaper ad.
Right. Okay.
Today we have two charity events going on. We have Brews and Blues in Oshkosh with the JCs. We're doing the food for them, and then we're also doing a luau at a restaurant from 2 to 10 for the Christine Ann Center.
Oh, okay.
$25, all you can eat and all you can drink, live music. And then we kind of tied them together. The opening act for Brews and Blues is coming to play at our restaurant tonight from 9 to 1, Ready Made Blues Band. And then today we have Booze Trucker is playing the luau from 6 to 10. So
wonderful.
Just a typical Saturday for me.
On the charity side, do you actually budget a specific amount every year? Is this intentional? I mean, I know.
Now you're sounding like my accountant.
Well, no, I mean, I'm serious because I know a lot of people who don't really handle that concept very well.
Right.
They, you know, like you said, somebody walks in and you don't really know how much you've donated to what. Again, in my background, we always looked at that as something that should be part of the marketing plan.
Right.
Do you handle it that way?
I do. You know, I think of it strictly as marketing. You know, that's one of the reasons I make my gift certificate so large,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially if you're going to do it on a raffle.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to give them a little card, they're not going to see it. You got to remember that most of these raffles, one thing, get to a charity event, see
right.
how they're done,
okay.
see what actual auctions look like, see what raffles look like. You have to make your gift certificate huge. It's going to be on the table. It wants to pop. You know,
okay.
you want to have people draw your attention to it because that's what you're getting out of it. You know, for a $20 gift certificate, you know, which is less than $20 in cost, well, if you're doing your business
yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It needs to be out there so that people see what you're doing. Make sure you have your phone number on it, 920-651-1919. Make
okay.
sure that you promote your address, 2407 Jackson Street.
Okay.
And your name, the Glass Nickel Pizza Company, every chance that you get to. And there's no such thing as shameless promotion.
Right. No, and I understand what you're saying about that. So people understand when you start talking about these gift certificates, we've all been to these programs where you get the gift certificate in a little white envelope
right.
that has handwritten on the side of it from
is.
So-and-so and such an amount. It goes into your pocket and is never seen again.
Right.
Where your concept is to make it as big and gaudy and aware of what it's all about.
Well, look at how much people will spend money to come up with the logo. They will spend money to come up with the sign. And some people have $5,000 in design work, and
okay.
then they cover it up in an envelope. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, I've seen that done all too often.
Yeah.
In other words, one of the things that you had mentioned, too, was having an idea of what your market position is, what your model is, know who you are.
Yes.
Before you get into the idea of marketing yourself,
yeah.
Very, very important. How do you recommend somebody actually, do that?
Well, try your product. Okay. If you're selling beds, you better be sleeping on your bed.
Okay.
If you sell food, you better eat your food. If you sell clothes, you better wear your clothes. You know, you have to.
I noticed from your size.
I do not sell clothes.
But I noticed from your size, you have been eating pizza.
Oh, absolutely. You know, okay. It's funny. I only weighed 120 pounds when I opened.
Okay.
No, that's not true. Yeah. No, eat your food. Experiment with it. Talk to your customers. You have to get involved. Social media. Okay. Social media, in my mind, is not pushing specials, and people get pressured all day long about where to spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
Social media to me is talking with your customers, not talking to your customers.
Okay.
So just, how was your food today? You know, put it out there. Have people share their best experience with you. You have to be in contact with your customers because they will let you know. If you ask them,
mm-hmm.
and you can always tell. There's too many times you go up to a table, how was everything today? It was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that mm-hmm. means it was horrible, and they just don't want to tell you that it was horrible. You know, you got to read those signs.
What do you do as far as having a waitress or someone on your staff who asks that question and has already turned around and walked away before they got the answer?
Oh, boy.
Have you ever experienced that?
No.
not long at your location, right?
No, nah. Well, at least I hope not.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, I'm pretty stuck in that kitchen, so.
Okay.
But I do like to get out and talk to your customers. Don't alienate yourself.
Yeah, because what I'm getting at there is just, you know, being sincere. People will walk up to you, and that I have had happen at various restaurants where you sit
right.
down, and before you even get to say, well, it was the waiter or waitress has turned around and is often doing something else. It was a required question that they have to ask just to kind of, and especially to catch you when you're in the second bite.
Yeah.
So you can't answer anyway.
Right.
But do you actually work with your people? Do you teach them how to do this sort of thing?
We do. We work with them. We don't really have strict guidelines. We want people to feel comfortable. We do a very basic uniform out in the dining room. We want people to feel comfortable. So we just do guidelines with them. We give them, sort of speak, parameters
okay.
to guide within. There's a lot of companies out there, it's very specific. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't asked them for a specific drink or sold a specific advertiser or appetizer, and I understand upselling,
mm-hmm.
you know, but there's
mm-hmm.
a different way to upsell.
Okay.
So, yes and no.
Okay. But retention with your staff, how do you do with that?
Well, it's... Work
Sorry,
ethic
I told
is
you
not
I wasn't
what
gonna,
it used
I wasn't
to be.
Put, I wasn't
what were we
put
talking
the,
about?
I wasn't going to put you on the spot.
Yeah, retention,
there.
Huh?
Yeah, but that's always a problem in your industry. I know is being able to find the staff that you need and being able to retain good people.
Well, the thing with retention is either they have it or they don't before
mm-hmm.
they get to you.
Okay.
There are people that are supposed to work in the jobs they're supposed to be doing, and there's people obviously that are not supposed to be doing what they're doing. So avoid those and. And get yourself actual cooks. You
okay.
know, get yourself actual servers. I mean, with the way the economy has been, I mean, the job market has grown, but it doesn't mean that some guy was making $25 an hour as a mechanic. That doesn't mean he knows how to cook a cheeseburger.
Okay. All righty. So but you spend time out on the out in front with the client?
I do.
Okay.
I spend time out at events. I try to, I mean, if we're having an event, I try to get there at least 10 minutes, at least. You got to take some time out of your day to get out there and let the customers know who you are.
Okay.
You know, it's important to have a logo and it's important to have your mark, but it's also important to put your face on that.
All
you know?
Right.
You don't want people to think that you're just some autonomous corporation.
Okay. And you've been doing this now for how long?
2004.
Okay, so you've been about 8 years.
Yeah, but really.
Eight years of experience in this game.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and it sounds like you've enjoyed it though a lot.
It's been fun, enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. You know, roller coasters are terrifying, but they're fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, again, when we start talking to people about going into business, you know, it has to be something that you enjoy. You have to have the fire.
Yeah,
that burning desire to do it. So many times people go into it saying, well, yeah, I'm doing this now, but I want to really go into something else or whatever.
Right.
If that's not your forte, your desire, don't start.
Right. Yep.
Okay,
so. You got to have dedication.
Okay. Well, wonderful. When we were talking just quickly, we mentioned a little bit about social media. What links do you use?
I like Facebook.
Facebook?
I really like Facebook a lot. It's more interactive. Okay. And it's publicly interactive.
Okay.
So everybody could see everybody else's comments back.
Okay.
So that's kind of probably one of my favorite.
And how do we get to you on Facebook?
Glass Nickel Pizza on Facebook. Look up Glass Nickel Pizza in Oshkosh. I kind of jumped the gun on the rest of the Glass Nickels on that. So.
Okay.
So the Glass Nickel Facebook site actually comes directly to Oshkosh.
Ah, okay. So you have that point taken.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. All righty. Well, I think we're going to take one more quick break. We'll be getting back to John Damel, who is our guest from the Glass Nickel in Oshkosh. And when we come back, we'll probably be asking John for his biz tip as we go along. So this is Biz Talk here on WHBY Radio, 1150 in Appleton. Good morning and welcome back again to Biz Talk here on WHBY. My name is Randy Melzer and we're working with John Damel from the Glass Nickel Pizza Company. Haven't had any calls yet, but if you do have any comments or questions, you can get back to us later on also on our website at the biztalkwithscore.com website, and we'll be happy to get back to you with some answers, and we'll also be able to pass them back on to John for his answers as well. Okay, well, we're talking about guerrilla marketing and some of the things that you do, and we talked a little bit about the charities and donations and so on. You mentioned you have two programs going, so could we just, you want to touch on those again today?
Sure, we got the Brews and Blues at the Leach Amphitheater in Oshkosh today. I think that runs from 4 to 8. And then our luau at a restaurant, 2407 Jackson Street, for the Christian Ann Center is running from 2 to 10.
Okay, so you have two programs going in one day.
Yeah.
That'll keep you hopping.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little bit.
And if we want information about that, either of those, how do we get in contact with you?
You can call 920-651-1919. That's the restaurant. I will be there hopefully around noon. At least I better be.
All righty.
I'm going to be behind the eight ball if I don't. Okay. Otherwise, the Glass Nickel Pizza on Facebook should come right to Oshkosh, or email would be gnpcoshkosh@hotmail.com.
Okay.
That's gnpcoshkosh@hotmail.com.
Okay, we'll try and get those up on the website for you, too, here, so that in case somebody's trying to contact you, you will have your, at least we'll have the email addresses up there for you. One of the things we just did in passing, we're talking a little bit about when we're off the air again, is the involvement in the business. I refer to it as a difference between just being a basically a shopkeeper as opposed to being a restaurateur.
Right.
And that seems to be the difference. How do you look at that?
Well, kind of like I said, there's people out there with great business sense that can't cook. Mm-hmm. There's people out there that can cook that don't know how to run a business. You got to find a happy medium. You have to realize what your strength and what your weakness is and address it. If you're a great cook, find an accountant. If you're a great accountant, find yourself a good cook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and the other thing, though, is a people sense. It seems that, especially in your business.
Right. You have to treat people like your family. You absolutely do. And it's not rhetoric, and it's not a stupid tagline. You really need to treat your customers like a family base. And that really has to come from the heart.
Okay.
They will know it, and they will bring more people to you. And you have to be honest. You have to give honest food, honest service.
Okay, yeah. So when we were talking about guerrilla marketing originally, you said one of the things, of course, is top-of-mind awareness.
Right.
But the other key is the service and the return business.
Yes.
And how you generate that.
Absolutely. Your business model has to be good.
Okay. And how did you get to the idea of just being outside the box? Is that just personality, or is that just something that you planned on?
Well, that's called a recession.
Oh, okay.
Well, sales are down. I don't have money to advertise. What am I going to do to get people in the door?
Okay.
Aha! Yeah.
Okay.
And then realized that I was wasting thousands of dollars with print and radio and TV ads that weren't as effective as some of the things that I can print off a computer, have $25 into it, and the amount of people that come in.
Okay, you know? So it's not the amount of dollars you put in, it's the time and effort.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Good. Okay. Yeah, because that's the key to guerrilla marketing when we talk about it, is not necessarily spending a whole lot of dollars, but spending a few dollars wisely.
Right.
And making your impact, making your point.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, for those of you out there interested in that, John is a past master right now at some of the guerrilla marketing techniques, does a great job down in the Oshkosh area. So, alrighty, one last time, phone numbers to reach at?
Sure, 651-1919.
Okay.
Address is 2407 Jackson Street, and those of you who know Oshkosh, that is the old rail. Let me tell you, that was not fun to clean up in 3 months.
That must have been a job and a half.
It was three and a half jobs to do in 3 months.
Okay, but one of the things you mentioned was, and I want to just mention too, is the success that you've had, because you said in your bio that I had here, that you were broke $1 million sales mark in the first year.
First year,
okay. So as far as the working with the Glass Nickel name and so on, you've really been able to make it work.
Our first 2 years, I don't want to say it sound like I used the phone book, but mm-hmm. I used the phone book for a pizzeria. We bought the spine in the bottom of every business page, and they. Whoa, we'll give you this great deal. And then I dropped it to the smallest hat I could. Whoa, where are you going? You've served your purpose.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. People know who you are now.
Right.
Now you don't have to do that anymore.
Yep.
Okay, so you move on to a new idea and bring it out.
You have to get your customers, and then you have to have the model. It has to be good to keep your customers. That's the key.
Excellent. Okay.
So if we had a biz tip, my biz tip would be make sure your business model is great before you market.
Okay, so have your plan.
Yep, have your plan.
And work the plan. Make it work.
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, John, well, thank you for coming here today. We've really enjoyed having you on the show.
Appreciate it.
Next week, we're going to have Chip Coonan from the Lakeview Credit Union here as our guest. And maybe Tony will be back, but I don't think so. So probably be me and another individual along with that. So just a couple quick reminders about things going on with SCORE. Those of you who are interested, we will be having a special program coming up on business law and some of the things that are involved with that. That will be coming up in August on the 16th. Reminder there. Also, we will be restarting the Simple Steps program for you coming up again in September and October. So these are things coming up for you with SCORE. And also another reminder for those of you as far as veterans are concerned, don't forget about going out to SCORE.org. Take a look at the new Veterans Fast Launch program from SCORE. It's a very, very excellent program designed specifically for veterans out there. So, again, if you have any questions or comments on that, get back to us. Last reminder, those of you who are interested in starting a business, want to get going in a new business, some of the ideas we talked about today are things that you might want to be able to apply. Again, that biz tip you had was to know your model.
Know your model. Your business has to be good before you bring people in the door. Otherwise, you're going to turn away. And before I forget, hi, Ann, Lily, and Allie. My family almost killed me. So.
Okay, beautiful job. All righty. So with that said, we will be working with Biz Talk here on the WHBY studio here in Appleton. We'll be back again next week. And we would ask you to please give us a contact if you want at our website, which is at biztalkwithscore.com, or you can reach us through the SCORE website, which is at foxcities.score.org. So, thank you again for tuning in to the Biz Talk show here on WHBY, Voice of the Fox Cities Radio.